Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today is Mr. Simon Ainsley. He's the Chief Sales Officer at Gulftainer, and he's based in the UAE, United Arab Emirates. First and foremost, Simon, very welcome to this interview.
Thanks very much for having me, Bo.
You're very welcome. I can see with both of our backgrounds, we are into containers today. So I suppose that's what we're going to talk about. I always allow my prisoners or interviewees to elaborate a little bit about their career. I mean, starting off, how did you end up in shipping, Simon?
I've spent a lifetime, my entire career in global shipping, although the first few years of my life in global courier parcel express working for DHL in the Middle East. I came to this part of the world, I hate to say it, this part of the world in 1983. And I guess I've had a love affair with the area ever since. But for the last 40 years or so, dedicated my career to global container shipping, bulk, car carriers, et cetera, et cetera. The last 22 odd years with the CMA CGM group based in predominantly Australia and New Zealand, Middle East, and some time spent in Europe as well too. Prior to that, NYK, Pino, Ned Lloyd, Swire. So I've had a great journey over that period. Now find myself working on the ports and terminal side with Gulftainer.
Okay, yeah, it's a very interesting thing. I mean, first of all, you're back in a booming area. I suppose Middle East is attractive for a lot of reasons, not so much the heat, maybe, but at least you're back and you had the experience from before. What can you tell our viewers about Gulftainer? I mean, Gulftainer, to let's say the untrained eye, it doesn't perhaps ring a bell unless you're into terminals and such. Who and where and what is Gulftainer?
Certainly. That's a pretty big question, actually, Bo. I transitioned, I guess, from the global carrier side to Gulftainer about 8 months ago. Mm-hmm. I saw an opportunity here to certainly add value from a carrier's perspective to a traditional ports and terminals company. Gulftainer operates terminals in the UAE, mm-hmm. In Sharjah and Khor Fakkan, mm-hmm. Together with Saudi in Jubail, just north of Dammam. Wow. We have a terminal in Umm Qasr in Iraq, okay. And we have an operation in Canaveral in Florida also.
Okay.
So predominantly a Middle East ports and terminals company focusing on this Indian Ocean rim, but we do have an operation in Canaveral as well too, which for all of the terminals is predominantly containers, but there is a significant portion of break bulk cargo now moving through the terminals also.
Okay. Yeah, that was one thing. Many of our viewers are interested in project cargos, and it seems that many container terminals around the world are getting geared up for accepting more and more oversized OOG break bulks coming on container vessels. And
yes,
I suppose using the gantry cranes, of course, they have a limit. What is the gantry cranes that you have available for you in Khor Fakkan, for example?
Yeah, particularly as far as Khor Fakkan is concerned, I mean, just some brief detail for the viewers. Strategically located outside the Straits of Hormuz, natural deep water at 16 metres. We've got a terminal footprint of just on 40 hectares with another 25 hectares of land available for strategic BCOs, joint ventures, equity. And we have 18 cranes along a quay of approximately 1.8 kilometres. And a number of those cranes have a lifting capacity up to 95 tonnes.
Oh, that's pretty impressive. So we can say to the viewers that the picture you have behind you today is, in fact, from Khor Fakkan.
Yes, it is.
To watch the cranes. It's very impressive. I've been there once, as I told you, on board a cargo ship. And very impressive place. So that means Gulftainer running the Khor Fakkan terminal, very keen to attract new business. How do you go about? I mean, there is a lot of competition among ports nowadays, and everybody seems to have the answer to everyone. So how do you go about making sure that you're the one to choose?
Yeah, it's a good point, Bo. Look, there is a compelling value proposition. We've done quite a bit of modelling in the time that I've been with Golf Tainer. And certainly from a carrier's perspective, which obviously leads through to the shipper consignee perspective, there is substantial cost savings to be had at Corfacan. Anywhere from between 8 and 15% when you take into consideration distance, charter, fuel costs, and more importantly now as far as emissions is concerned. There is a compelling value proposition for Corfacan, particularly for those project cargoes that are looking for a terminal footprint that allows them to store and distribute not only for a land bridging operation to the ultimate destination in the UAE, but more regionally for the Upper Gulf, for the Indian subcontinent, and more recently as well as far as East Africa is concerned. So Corfacan offers that complete Indian Ocean rim and can service that entire Indian Ocean rim all from Corfacan.
So that means, who do you have, let's say, of mainline coming in right now? I mean, as I said, there is a lot of competition and possibilities, but who do you have, let's say, a frequent callers of your port right now?
Frequent callers into Corfacan, currently Emirates Shipping Line.
Oh, yeah.
There's a number of other small regional carriers plying the Upper Gulf and Indian subcontinent at the moment. That's not to say that we're not talking to all of the various different global carriers currently. And as well as that, there is a number of break bulk operations, much more infrequent than fixed day weekly, of course.
Yeah.
But there's a number of break bulk operations, which is importing timber and steel into Corfacan for distribution, not only through the UAE, but also regionally. And we're also talking to a number of other project cargo companies as far as other opportunities into Corfacan at this stage. As I said, it's a terrific location for that storage and distribution around the region.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, I've been there before. So of course, the viewers who haven't been there, I can certainly confirm what you're saying. It's a good transshipment hub and was used or has been used a lot. I mean, project cargo and break bulk, some of the ship owners coming into the Middle East, I mean, Korean owners, you have AAL, you used to have Rickmans in the old days, now you have AAL, you have Costco coming in. You mentioned Ro-Ro earlier. I don't know, Ro-Ro, is that something that you take into your terminal as well or not? Or it's mainly...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Whether it's automobiles or heavy equipment, the terminal can cater for that as well too. And we've seen a number of shipments in the last 12 or so months, some of which the equipment's been distributed throughout the UAE and some goes on to destinations such as East Africa.
Yeah, because the reason why I ask, I just heard recently in Rotterdam, I had a meeting with Costco Heavylift and they put in an order, according to the general manager, they have more than 22 Ro-Ro ships, I mean, Chinese owned. So they're putting in place, because the Ro-Ro market is very hot, apparently they have a contract of some 5 million cars to be shipped into the Middle East, Costco.
Yes.
So yes, I suppose China would be a major source of revenue, if possible, for Golf Tainer.
Yeah, absolutely, Bo. And I was in Shanghai last week, and I will return to Shanghai next week for the World Break Bulk Expo next Thursday and Friday.
Okay, very good. Yeah, no, it's, I mean, we have to say one thing, whether we like it or not, our politicians in the West, their view is until the next election, but in China, they take a view of the next 20 years.
Exactly.
So they can plan it. But that's interesting to know. So as a hub, you have enough lay down area, you have warehouses, you have all kinds of things that any producer would want if he want to temporarily store at your place. And then when the contract is ready in Iraq or elsewhere, then they can ship it out from your
absolutely
port.
And you touched on the fact that you'd been to Corfacan before, and certainly during the sort of halcyon days of the last 10 or 15 years, Corfacan was a booming transshipment hub with two foundation customers being UASC and CMACGM, of course.
Yes.
And I remember that fondly from my days with CMACGM in Dubai. sort of 2007 to 2010. Of course, the world moved on. UASC absorbed by Hapag-Lloyd, and CMA CGM at that time decided for their own reasons that DP World was a better fit for the business at that particular moment in time. So, you know, my role here at Golftainer is to look to reignite Core for Khan and to build that value proposition for each of our potential customers.
Right.
And coming from the carrier side, I think I bring a unique perspective that allows me to have a look at it from a carrier's perspective, particularly understanding the network costs and what it means in terms of saving to the carrier, be it a container carrier or be it a break bulk carrier.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's as I said, the facilities you do have are really first class, and it's very efficient there. The only thing you can say is that with the competition that you have, it's good that they have you on board, I believe. I mean, you have to sell that you are unique there, because they are very similar, let's say, modern ports around where you are. So selling it means really being in, being on there, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And I think it's location is one of the strategic selling points.
Yeah.
You know, you're basically 24 hours, 36 hours from Karachi, from Mundra, from Nawashiva.
Yeah.
You're only a couple of days to East Africa as well too. And again, without the need of entering the Straits of Hormuz, which is quite compelling.
Yeah, and here you are thinking the greater politics of the world, I suppose, with the Strait of Hormuz can be a hot place.
Yeah, I mean, certainly it's been an eventful place over the last few weeks, and I'm not suggesting that it will get any more eventful than it has been. But certainly when we talk to some of the carriers, they certainly understand from a strategic perspective that Core for Khan is a good option.
Yeah.
Should they need it, and we continue to discuss.
Okay, if let's say a BCO, I mean beneficial cargo owner, or a major project forwarder in the world want to set up shop at your place, I mean, is there office space available? I know you have the laydown area, you have the warehouses, office space. What about housing? Is that something? It's not so that you drive from Dubai every day, I suppose.
No, absolutely not. Look, you know, we're fortunate that we have a very strong shareholding, which is tied to the Emirate of Sharjah. And from their perspective, they're extremely visionary in the fact that they realize that additional business coming through Core for Khan will drive economic activity, which will lead to more housing, more schooling, shops, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
So from that perspective, we have 100% support from the Emirate of Sharjah.
Okay.
As far as the actual footprint in the terminal is concerned, be it grain, be it timber, be it steel, be it liquid bulk, we are more than happy to develop any joint venture opportunities that anybody would like to develop together with us.
Right.
We have the land, we have the expertise, and we have the know-how, and we have the geographic location.
Yeah.
So there are a number of customers that we're speaking to at the moment about developing that regional hub for storage distribution around the region.
Yeah. Now, I understood from your early, what you said in the beginning, that you also got a terminal in Iraq, right? I mean,
we do.
Well, what can you tell about that? Because that's also pretty interesting.
Yeah, look, Iraq is a very strong business for the group.
Mm-hmm.
The market is strong.
Mm-hmm.
We have a number of regular calls on fixed day weekly sailings into Iraq. All of the businesses that we operate are all underpinned by a subsidiary company known as Momentum Logistics.
Oh, yeah.
So from a warehousing, transport, and distribution to last mile is concerned, each of our terminals are underpinned by those operations, and equally in Iraq as in Jubail as well too. So both Iraq and Jubail are very strong businesses for the group at this stage, and contribute significantly.
No, it's one of the things I've noticed recently is that Saudi seems to be on a roll, really investing heavily, not only in a new port called NEOM and whatnot. And we see massive investments coming in. I hear a lot from the members I run in my separate freight project freight forwarding network about business coming into Saudi. So that you also have Jubail as a potential is something that they should know about. I mean, that you are available and you have good relationship with Saudi, I suppose.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, the Jubail operation is not only container operation, but a break bulk operation as well, too. Regretfully, NEOM is geographically located on the west coast, not the east coast. But
that's true.
But still, as you said, Bo, the economic activity, the infrastructure, ports and terminals, city infrastructure in Riyadh and Jeddah, and particularly at the moment, is astounding. And and the amount of money that's being invested by the Saudi government is enormous. And I think, you know, if you look at what's going on in Saudi, I think the Dubai model, if you like, that's evolved over the last 20 or 30 years has been nothing short of a success story.
Oh yeah,
And other emirates, together with the kingdom, are now starting to emulate.
It is impressive. I mean, when you see pictures from the past, I just came in transit via Dubai, and of course on Emirates Airlines. I mean, just alone flying with them makes it worthwhile just to fly there and back. You know.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, exactly. I'm used to Scandinavian Airlines, so I'll take Emirates any day. I'm sure they beat Qantas too.
I totally agree. Absolutely, they do.
So here, one of the final questions I'd like to ask you. If anyone viewing this video is interested in getting a quote, getting an offer, understanding a bit more on what you can do, that then you are the guy to see and to write to directly, right?
Absolutely, Bo. Please, anybody that wants to reach out in regards to any of our terminals, I'm more than happy to have discussions. I'm more than happy to get on one of those beautiful Emirates airline and travel to talk face to face, because that's what our business is all about. But yeah, I'm the guy. Reach out to me, whether it's Khor Fakkan, whether it's Jubail, Iraq, or our terminal in Canaveral, which is also another interesting operation. Certainly containers and break bulk there as well too. So absolutely reach out to me.
Now you mentioned Canaveral, I was just about to ask one very final question. We're talking Middle East here, and suddenly we talk south of Florida. Is it rocket science or what?
I guess I'm not at liberty to say too much. Suffice to say that we deal in containers, we deal in break bulk, and we deal in some other interesting cargoes moving across our quay.
Okay, no further comments. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, but it's quite a mix. Middle East and suddenly some place in Florida that is well known for rocket launches. Yes, very good. Right, Simon. But really,
you said that, Bo. I didn't say that.
No, of course not. No, I'm a journalist. I can say anything. but listen, Simon. This was most interesting, and I'm sure that you'll be able also to before we finally cut together the interview, you'll have some material or video or something where people can really see pictures from Khor Fakkan or a video maybe. Right?
Absolutely. Look, details are fully on our website at golftainer.com.
Okay.
The website is being updated, but bear with us. But there is a substantial amount of information on there about each of our terminals. Okay. My contact details are there as well too. Okay. So anybody who's viewing the video, please reach out. I'm more than happy to talk to anybody about anything.
That's great. That's the right attitude, and easily approachable, and not nose up, but nose level. I think that's
absolutely
that's what I like as an editor, and hopefully most of my viewers like too. So thank you very much for that, Simon. And with those words, I want to say to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been the Chief Sales Officer at Golftainer, located in Khor Fakkan, United Arab Emirates, Mr. Simon Ainslie, a very well, let's say, experienced man in shipping worldwide. And do reach out to him directly and contact him. I take, of course, only 5%, as you know. Uh-huh. But anyhow, do reach out to Simon if you have anything to discuss or potentials in the Middle East. Thank you very much, and stay tuned for further interviews in the near future. Thank you.